USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says they are waiting on Democrats to sign off on a coronavirus relief package. Speaking with reporters at the White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is going to sign whatever Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees to.
The president's going to go with Senator McConnell, and that will be a Republican position. Our view is pretty much nailed down.
Regarding a partial government shutdown, the House and Senate are working on a two-day funding extension to prevent that from happening at midnight. The resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to strike a compromise on a COVID-19 relief package. Lawmakers from both parties saying they won't leave Washington for the holidays until a bill is passed. The Dow falling 124 points on Friday. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Vice President Mike Pence is vaccinated against the coronavirus.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated on Friday. The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated Friday morning to help encourage Americans to get the vaccine when it's available. After receiving the vaccine, Pence saying,
"But today, Karen and I wanted to step forward and take this vaccine to assure the American people that while we cut red tape, we cut no corners."
The Supreme Court is dismissing a challenge to President Trump's plan for the U.S. Census, which tried to exclude illegal immigrants from the population count. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 vote to dismiss the challenge, citing it simply too soon to know how that policy would be enforced, although the decision is not a final ruling. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why he's against them.
Yeah, look, right now, when Americans are divided and suffering as much as they are, the very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans and start to have them see themselves in separate historical silos. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. Others, far less so. Others have visitors that can be measured in the low single-digit thousands a year. I don't understand why we need to tell the American history story in separate but equal silos. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans. That's not who we are.
That massive winter storm that hammered the East Coast this week is blamed for at least 7 deaths. The storm dropping several feet of snow in parts of New York and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.